Hey guys, and welcome to our very first podcast. I'm with BatmanFan119.
Hey.
Hello. And I'm Subs107 on the YouTubes, also known as Ryan. And we're doing a podcast.
Wait a minute, the YouTube isn't known as Ryan.
No, I said I'm Subs107 on the YouTubes, also known as Ryan, which is my name. YouTube is not. No. I win. Anyways, guys, welcome. We have a lot of topics to talk about, probably. Just some random stuff, hopefully, chucked in there. And we got the cool ideas that we're going to do later on. I won't spoil it now, but it involves a game-ish type thing, which should be fun.
Yes,
it should. It should be awesome. So, how are you going today, my good friend?
We've been talking for the last 20 minutes. I hoped you would have figured that out.
Well, they didn't know that. Didn't have to ruin it.
I'll brief them then. I'm feeling crap, I'm feeling sick, and I don't like you. See, I coughed, I'm feeling sick.
Oh, anyways, guys. This is a gaming-related podcast. I probably should have mentioned that before, but obviously, if you watch my channel, you already know. This will be going up on my YouTube channel, obviously. One of my friends said to put it on iTunes, but I don't know. I don't know how to do that. I might check into that. Yeah, what were you saying?
I'll probably post the link to this in my feed as well.
Okay, yeah, sweet. I'll put your channel in the description of the thing, and everyone else listening, it's www. You got a pen, paper? I'll just wait. You can get one now. All right, you got it? Sweet. Okay, it's www.youtube.com, obviously, /user/... Ready? Batman fan, that's BatmanFan, and then 119. Alright, is that good?
Yeah, that's good.
There we go, BatmanFan119, you should go check him out, he makes cool videos. Not really specific genre, but all over the place, which is awesome, and they're really good.
Feature Stubbsy117 in the flesh. Not just his voice, you get to see his face.
Mm-hmm.
And did I mention what a beautiful looking face it is?
Why, thank you, my friend. Thank you. And apparently, as I'm reading an article at the moment, apparently we have...
Wait a second. I have to do the news theme.
All right, you can do that.
Three.
All right.
One.
Previously on... whatever this podcast is called, news. Apparently, the Elder Scrolls Online will offer a single-player story. Yes, you heard it right here. Oh, probably not first, but I'm going to say first anyway. You heard it first right here on this podcast. Yes, apparently, the Elder Scrolls Online has a single-player mode. Which is pretty weird, because it is an MMO, if I'm correct. Hence the name, Elder Scrolls Online. That's kind of weird to have a single player in an MMO. I think, what was that other game? That Star Wars one? Was it like Knights of the Old Republic, or was it just the Old Republic?
Old Republic.
Yeah, the Old Republic. I think Old Republic had a single player thing as well. But yeah, it's pretty cool how Bethesda are doing that, or whoever else is making it. Seems pretty cool.
Yeah.
If you haven't heard of the Elder Scrolls Online, I don't know where you've been, but,
go watch the trailer, it looks pretty sweet. It's got Michael Gambon, or Dumbledore, doing the voiceover.
Yep, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool trailer, but as...
It sounds like Ian McKellen, but yeah, they couldn't afford him. He's too cool.
It's in traditional Bethesda fashion, the trailer, so there's no gameplay, you don't even know what the hell's going on. Just a voice actor guy, and that's about it, and just some weird stone pattern things. But nevertheless, it is pretty cool, it looks interesting. I'm really hoping that it turns out great. If it doesn't, then I'm fine, I got Diablo, so I'm good. So yes, speaking of Diablo, Diablo 3, guys. Diablo 3.
It's time for the review music.
Ryan's reviews.
That was pretty awesome. Alright, guys. Diablo 3. What can I say about Diablo 3, what I've played so far? Have not completed, I'm up to chapter 2, because I got it like 2 days ago, or 4 days
no
ago.
No one's completed it.
Yeah, one of my friends has.
Okay. No one who does like actual reviews. IGN haven't put their one up yet. I don't think, I haven't checked today, but they haven't put it up.
Yep.
They haven't put...
I'll check that now, actually.
Games Weasel put up a mini one, just to get in quick, but it's not a full review.
If you don't know who Games Weasel is, guys, he does reviews, check him out, just search him up.
It's like a big company, it's like IGN, but more trustworthy.
What, Games Weasel?
Yeah. They're more trustworthy than IGN. I'm more trustworthy than IGN.
Yeah, apparently Ghost Recon is out. Yeah, sorry guys, like, before we started this, I saw someone did a review, Destructoid did a review on Ghost Recon, I didn't know it was out today.
And by the way, guys, Skyfall, Bond trailer, go watch it, just while I'm looking at it on the YouTube homepage.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, actually.
It's pretty sweet.
I haven't seen the trailer, but I saw the thumbnail thing for it, and I was going to watch it, but I didn't.
Good thing.
Oh, yeah, Diablo 3, what I've played so far, amazing game. I really love it. The review is up for... Alright, the review is up by IGN, yeah. But anyways, yes. Diablo 3, release day, it had a little bit of some issues, which only went for about, I think it was like an hour after it got released. Blizzard actually patched, like, they got more servers, I think an hour after it got released anyways. So people were complaining with that and rating it lower. If you go on Metacritic, it has like a 3 user review, which is absolute crap. And I took some time to read some of them, and they were all saying about the error, which was annoying because the error basically didn't even exist after they patched it. So I don't know why people were complaining. And also about the auction house. People were saying that the real currency auction house was stupid. That it was a crappy idea and that it shouldn't have been implemented in the game at all. I got Diablo 3. I'm not sure if those people got it because clearly if they did have it, they wouldn't be complaining about something so stupid because the Diablo 3 auction house has a normal auction house, which is just in-game gold. And also a real money auction house. So I don't know why people are complaining. If you don't want to use it, don't use it. No one's forcing you to use it. It's just there. As an added thing, I think. And I think it works pretty well. I'm not sure if you knew this. But the real-life money goes into your Battle.net account. So just say, like, the new StarCraft 2 game, if you want that. It'd probably take like a month, like a couple months though, to get enough money to buy it. But you could actually save up for a game, but you know it'd take ages because it's like $2 or something per weapon or some stuff like that. But I give it 9 out of 10. This is just a brief review. I'm actually planning on doing a full review soon, probably next week or something. But yeah, any other things you wanted to talk about, like Arkham City? Nudge, nudge.
Yeah. DLC, Harley Quinn's Revenge, looks totally, totally mad. Go watch the new trailer if you haven't already. The start is just, like, just the trailer in general just really sets it up well, I think. Like, it's a really interesting take on things, like, Batman's being captured by Harley Quinn, who, okay, guys, I'll give you the brief rundown. Arkham City has been shut down, and all inmates have been moved out. I'm not sure to where. Hopefully they'll reveal in the game, DLC, but Harley Quinn has somehow broken in with a whole bunch of her mates, or workers, former Joker people, spoilers as well, hopefully everyone knows it, former Joker people, to set up shop in the steel mill again, and, Batman goes in to try and stop them and get them out, because a couple of cops have been kidnapped as well, like, Batman rushes in like good Batman does. And he gets captured because it's an ambush. And then he's been gone for 2 days. The DLC starts when he's gone for 2 days. And Oracle and Robin are getting insanely worried. So they send Robin into Arkham City, who starts looking for Batman and stuff. Hopefully there's some more awesome things going on, and hopefully, like, more Easter egg reveals for
that'd be cool. That would be cool.
Actual game. Unfortunately, Robin is only available to do free roam inside the steel mill in the map, like in the DLC.
Really?
So, yeah, he's not free roam for the entire thing.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Which is, I guess it'd be kind of useless just being Robin when there's no one else in Arkham City. When it's just
true. Yeah.
The helicopters or inmates or anything, even though there's helicopters at the end of it. Anyway, but, yeah, so hopefully it lives up to expectations.
Yes. Actually, sure. I found, just, sorry, this is a bit off topic from Arkham City, but back to Diablo, as I was saying about the Metacritic reviews, that people were rating it low, I just checked now, it's like, it's gone up from like 3, it's actually 4 now. But there was actually an article on Destructoid saying Metacritic users tear Diablo 3 apart, as in, like, why are they rating it so low type thing. So, yeah, I thought that was interesting. It doesn't really say much, just saying that why people are reviewing. Oh, they have a few what people have said here. Yeah, which is stupid. But, yeah.
Can I talk about Ratchet
and Clank? Yeah, go ahead.
Ratchet and Clank, HD remaster. Probably none of you know, except my friends, Ratchet and Clank is, like, were the games I started on. The games. I never really played a game apart from CTR before Ratchet and Clank 3, which came with the PS2 hot pack that I got.
Get sent with me.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, guys. And we're back again.
Anyway. As I was saying, yeah, I kind of, like, gave up because it was too hard because I was, like, 7. And, yeah, a couple of, like, a year, 2-3 years later, I went back and I played it and I realized just how addictive it was. And then about 6 months after that, I played the first 2 levels again and realized, hey, I've played this before. I want to go out and get the other ones. So I went and found number 1, and I played that. I got ridiculously aggravated at the camera, which hopefully they've improved for the remaster, because that camera was so bad. But otherwise, it was a really fun game.
I actually never played the first one.
The first one was a good building block. It's like Assassin's Creed 1.
Deal.
But when you played the next games, you realize just how, like, playing it on its own without 2 and 3 being released would have been incredible, but when you've played 3 and you realize what it is later, Ratchet and Clank 1 just looks obsolete. From my point of view, some other people might disagree.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But, yeah, I played 1, then I got 2, I fell in love with it, and then got a PS3, bought Tools of Destruction, played A Crack in Time, like, the week it came out, and clocked it, and yeah. Then that Christmas, I bought Arkham Asylum.
Actually, that same year, or the next year, when was, would have been year 8? Yeah, year 8, my birthday, I actually bought Ratchet & Clank A Crack in Time, and that's pretty much how we became friends.
Yeah, because Hal said thought it was a baby game. Even though he likes Little Big Planet.
Yeah. Little Big Planet is a great game, but Ratchet and Clank is not a baby game.
No, it's not. It's actually ridiculously violent, if you think about it. He's, like, obliterating billions of people. How many times clocked each one of them?
Yeah, well, too bad when you're a kid, you don't really care about that sort of stuff, which was that's great.
Floating. Gory.
Yes, Arkham Asylum.
Arkham Asylum, yeah. Second favorite game. I'm not going to bore you talking
about
that.
Wouldn't you say,
yeah,
just going off what your earlier comment, when you said Ratchet & Clank 2 and 3 seem to undermine Ratchet & Clank 1, would you say that's similar with Arkham City and Arkham Asylum?
Ooh, not to the same extent. I think when people ask me why I like Arkham City and should they buy it, I say play Arkham City, but play Arkham Asylum first. Because when you play Arkham City, you go, hey, this is a great game. This is, like, really, really good. And then you go, hey, maybe I should play Arkham Asylum. Arkham Asylum just doesn't look good. But if you play it the other way around, both seem really good. Because you play Arkham Asylum, which I'm staring at the icon on my desktop. You play Arkham Asylum, you go, hey, this is great. I want to play Arkham City more. Then you play Arkham City and you realize, hey, these are both great games, not just...
Yeah, I can totally agree there. Arkham Asylum was brilliant. I'm going to finish it. I haven't finished it yet because I got up to the level before Killer Croc's lair.
No, the third Scarecrow level on the way to Killer Croc.
There was like this Predator mission, I think it was, in this room, and I killed knocked out every single guy.
The biggest thing is that it's the Predator mission where the gargoyles
are mine. Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
It's really annoying.
Yeah,
the first time
I did it like 5 times. I think that in like, I think it was like an hour of me just trying to beat this level, this part of the mission, and I knocked out every single guy. And then the last guy was creeping around. He was on the opposite side of this wall, so I snuck behind him. He's like, I don't know, about a meter or so away, and I'm creeping. And then he turns around, shoots me, and kills me. And then I rage quit. And I haven't played it since.
And yeah,
I have played it, but I haven't got up to that bit.
Shane is really close to a really good part of the game. Third Scarecrow level
is
one of my favorite levels.
I actually watched that. I saw that somewhere. I think it was YouTube or something.
Crazy freaky if you don't
know
what's going on.
Yeah, it was really, really cool. I really, really liked how they did that.
I actually turned off my PlayStation and turned it back on. I was dying. So, it went, like, it was like, oh, the glitch, and like, oh, no. And the, then it went back to the start of the game, and I'm like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. So I turned off the PlayStation, turned it back on, and it did the same thing, so I'm like, oh, what's going on here? And
then
awesome.
You noticed the,
the
Scarecrow upside down
Scarecrow
nice thing.
My eyes were pretty tricks.
Yeah. That was really well done. I really, really liked that, actually. Speaking of Batman and the Dark Knight, nudge, nudge, himself, Dark Knight Rises. So.
Normally, I have a nerdgasm about everything I'm going to say, but I've just had too many.
True.
I had a nerdgasm over the teaser trailer. I had a nerdgasm over the next trailer. And then the trailer and every poster that came out in the last 2 days.
Yeah, the poster's really pretty cool.
Except
for
worn out.
The new ones I released, was it like yesterday or something? Today. Was it this morning? Yeah, that's right, I checked it this morning. I like them, but at the same time I don't. I don't know why. They seem a bit too, like, I don't know if the right word to use, but like gritty, so to say.
Gritty. That's.
They're fantastic. Yeah, they are very well made. But personally, like personal opinion, I like the other ones better, especially the one where it's got like the burning background of the cities, and then it makes the bat symbol, and the bat symbol's on fire, and then it's got like Batman in front. That one looks really good.
I did with the original Dark Knight Rises poster, and it.
Yeah, I really like that one.
Yeah, I'm so looking forward to it, guys. Midnight Session IMAX. My brother specifically got an IMAX membership just so he could be warned when the midnight tickets were going on sale. Just that singular purpose. And he's buying them for me and my other brother because he went and saw Harry Potter 7 Part 2 at midnight when I deemed he wasn't allowed. Because he hadn't seen Harry Potter 6 until 2 nights before, because he really didn't like 5. And then he watched 7 Part 1 and thought, hey, I want to go see 7 Part 2 at midnight. And I got really angry at him, even though I didn't end up liking the movie. and went, hey, you got to buy us Dark Knight Rises midnight tickets if you're going. And
yeah.
He said, okay. And end up liking Harry Potter.
I'm sure, what was it? You would have much rather seen Dark Knight Rises, or see Dark Knight Rises,
yeah,
than Harry Potter in IMAX anyways.
Yeah.
But yeah, was the fifth Harry Potter movie, what is it? Order of the Phoenix. Yeah. Didn't like that one. Not gonna lie. Didn't like it.
After I really liked number 4. And really liked 7 part 1 just because they stuck to the books. But 7 part 2 was an atrocity. Especially towards the end. Just because they got rid of the Dumbledore.
I liked 7 part 2, but I haven't read the book fully. I've read like a quarter of it actually. But then I just got bored of it. I know they're fantastically written books, so don't hate me because I don't like Harry Potter. I like Harry Potter, but you know it's just one of those things where you have to get into it fully. The books, I mean.
To be invested in the experience, otherwise you're
just
not going to get anything out of it.
I think Harry Potter was similar to Hunger Games, whereas the books were very, very popular. Except the Hunger Games books are popular, but I wouldn't say they're as popular as Harry Potter.
No way.
But then once they made the movie, it just shot up massively.
The Hunger Games movie was a very significant part of the recent success of the Hunger Games book, obviously. But I read all three of the books before the movie was even announced, and by my standard, in my judgment, they are better than Harry Potter. They are the best book series I've ever read, including Del Toro Quest.
Del Toro Quest. I love Del Toro Quest. I have like a book which teaches you how to draw the monsters.
I've got every book of those. Tales of Del Toro. I've got all the original three seasons. When I needed a nostalgia fix, I go and pick up some Del Toro.
They're so good. And they made a TV series out of it recently, not recently, I think it was like a few years ago, but yeah.
Right, but
it was weird because it was like manga style, or manga, and...
Yeah, manga.
Which was alright, but the monsters were like CGI. Yeah, I'm not sure why they did that. Maybe to...
Went to get the, like, the cover design.
Oh, yeah, true.
Know what I'm saying? Were of the monsters, and the monsters, and Mark McBride was such an amazing illustrator, and then they took, they just didn't honor them, I guess. They kind of took the basic figure, and they put it in a CGI thing and went, hey, let's get rid of all the detail Mark McBride put into these.
That's a bit weird, but if you like that TV show, I don't really care, but it could have been better, I suppose. Yes.
It would have been.
Yes, it would have. Okay, I think it's next, time for the game.
No, I don't. What? It's
you know what?
Three predictions.
I'm tired of your disingenuous assertions.
What?
thank you. Thank you. All right, E3 time. So.
All right. Biggest game at E3, I reckon, it's a competition between AC3
Crysis 3 all the way for me. Although, Valve, I heard this, rumors, guys, Valve's releasing, ready? Half-Life Episode 2, Part 2.5. Yes.
No way. Oh, it's going to be so good.
Oh, my God. I don't think Valve will ever release Half-Life 3. If they released that at E3, that would be the biggest thing.
Because 3, I'm surprised they can even say the name.
Half-Life, the number before 4, yeah!
Hopefully they get over their fear of 30-ary numbers soon.
I want a Portal 3 now.
They did just bring out the map builder. So
yeah, and apparently they have some DLC lining up coming soon, so that should be interesting. Because the last DLC, I'm not going to spoil anything, but apparently the end is a lead for more DLCs. Possibly, I don't know. I'm not going to say anything, but yes, that's possibly a thing. Maybe some more DLCs coming soon. That should be awesome. Yes, Crysis 3 looks... Wow. I saw the trailer and it looks really good and some... Wait, not trailer, sorry. Screenshots. It looks really good. I don't even think there's a trailer up at the moment, if I recall.
Okay, I'm on an IGN article. The E3 2012 mm-hmm. predictions. They said that might be like a 3DS
True.
Thing.
What about the PS Vita?
Might Nintendo platformers being remastered. Luigi's Mansion 2, Paper Mario, mm-hmm. and Animal Crossing have all been announced the previous E3, so it's safe to say they'll make a return in some form or another.
What?
A possible game is Epic Mickey Power of
Illusion. Oh yeah, the second one, yeah.
Which is the second. And, you know that Luigi Monster one?
Luigi's Mansion, yeah.
Luigi's Mansion 2.
I didn't get into that one. Apparently it wasn't terrific.
Did I?
But, you know, Luigi's just been the outcast ever since when he joined in. I like Luigi, though.
Hey, Luigi. I could be where I am now without
included.
You.
Awesome.
Yeah, so it's just a whole bunch of Nintendo things.
Hopefully
Metroid,
they release some PS Vita games and stuff like that, because I'm really interested in seeing what they have to offer. Rumors for a COD game to come on there, apparently. I'm not sure if it's Black Ops 2, but apparently it's going to be released, like Activision said, apparently they're going to be released around about the same time. I'm not sure if it's Black Ops 2 exactly, but it might be another thing. What were we saying? Oh yeah, Wii U. Yeah. Did you hear that guy leaked some screens of the new layout? Yeah.
Yeah, one right now.
Yeah, they got like Looks analog weird. Sticks up the top, very yeah. top. Yeah, it's pretty weird.
Mm.
Yep.
Oh, check it out, guys.
Cool.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to AC3. Assassin's Creed.
Yes,
stuff.
Me
I
too.
See,
gameplay.
Actual, like significant mm-hmm. amount of gameplay. If I'm extremely lucky, this definitely won't happen. But if I'm extremely lucky, there'll be like the tiniest teaser.
Maybe, possibly. Or maybe Rocksteady's working on a new title, or you never know. I don't know.
Hopefully they've had, like, a well-deserved
yeah.
break.
Yeah, and also, what else? Ratchet and Clank? Wasn't that rumored?
No, it's coming out.
Ratchet and Clank 4 or something?
New one.
Didn't you say?
No, Insomniac working on Outernauts and Overstrike, so I doubt they'll be doing Ratchet and Clank. Just bring out
wasn't,
Awful
yeah,
as well.
That's what I heard as well.
Great. It's like the only one that I don't own.
I'm not 100% really looking forward to this, but I'm looking forward to see how much it steals from Arkham City and Arkham Asylum, the Amazing Spider-Man game. Hopefully they apparently said Game Informer.
And I quote, "You may be forgiven for thinking it steals too liberally from Arkham games." And because it apparently does the same stealth kind of techniques. Same combat kind of technique.
Not good.
But
yeah.
Arkham's so hopefully it puts a new spin on it, but doesn't
Hopefully, steal. Yeah. Hopefully it's similar, but doesn't steal, as you said.
Isn't too similar. If it's too similar, I won't like
yeah.
it.
Yeah, that's Arkham. Annoying, yeah. but the movie looks pretty good, though. I quite like the take on the comic book, which is... When you're a child, I think the Spider-Man movies were beautifully, beautifully terrific childhood. Yes, I love Spider-Man. But if you watch them now, they're not... Yes. And they don't base the comics at all, pretty much.
Number
yeah.
really good. Number two, with way too much cooling, if you want to kill your eardrums, blast with headphones on. And three was, like, I think, in the running, in my top 10 worst films ever made.
Alright, we're not talking about that in this podcast. That's for another time. But yeah, the new one looks pretty good. I like how they're sticking to the comic book with using the mechanism Peter Parker makes for the webs.
Yeah. I oppose that. It looks okay. I might come to respect it, but the mechanism web thing just doesn't work for me.
I suppose if you watch the original, like, not you necessarily, but other people who haven't read the comics and don't know anything about the comics, I've actually read a few of the comics and they're really good. But like people who haven't read the comics and just watched the original movies will be like, "No, what the hell's this? No, they just changed it. This sucks." Which is like, "Oh, the webs come out of his arm, not a mechanical thing. This is wrong." Type thing. But you know, people like in the Avengers movie, that was overrated. At least what I heard from my friends and stuff.
Yeah.
But it was good. Sorry. It was good. And very funny.
It was good. Yeah. Joss Whedon is respectable.
And, yes.
And we're back, guys. Sorry. Technical difficulties.
Yes. Things happen. Shit happens.
It does.
It does. Well.
Anyway, if you've seen the 4-minute Amazing Spider-Man trailer, ignore the first 5 to 10 seconds, because it is not the most anticipated movie of the summer.
Dark Knight Rises. Just thought I'd add that in. God. Anyway. Yeah, it looks pretty good. I like how they're basing it more on the comics. But, you know, that's just my opinion. A lot of people will be like, "Thought he uses mechanical spiderweb thing, that's wrong." Pretty sure I would know. I've seen the original 3 movies, which they're clearly basing Spider-Man on, because that's where Spider-Man was created. Definitely not by Stan Lee. Bitch, you know what else annoys me?
What?
When people see like a movie like Avengers or Iron Man, Hulk, and that, because of the actors, not because of the comics. When Stan Lee makes an appearance, they don't even know who the hell he is. Like, I spoke to a guy. He's like, "Oh yeah, I saw it." One of my friends was like, "Oh yeah, I saw the Avengers," and then I was like, "Oh, did you see Stan Lee?" And he's like, "Who's Stan Lee? Who did he play?" And I was like, "Dude, Stan Lee played himself."
Yeah, he created.
He created the comics. He created Avengers. He created.
Reason you saw the movie.
Yes, that's what kind of annoys me. But you know,
annoyed with all the fangirlism over Chris Evans and Chris Hemsworth and Tom and whatever his name is. It's really annoying.
And me, fantasizing. Okay. Wait, what was the word you said? Not, you didn't say fantasizing.
Fangirling.
Yeah, just add a boy in that and
boying.
Over Robert Downey Jr. Ugh, he's so amazing.
You would turn gay for Robert Downey Jr.
No.
Oh,
I like him a lot. Yeah, I wouldn't go that far, but he's really awesome.
Fangirling over these actors is not the reason the movie was made. The movie was made to be a good watch, to be a bit of a laugh, and to probably tie up any loose ends that were in the previous movies. So,
yeah.
And if girls are listening to this podcast, which I doubt there are, like, frankly, sorry if I hurt your feelings if you're a girl and you actually listen to this. But if there are any girls and you fangirl over any of the actors in the Avengers, or any actors at all, in fact, please stop. On behalf of every male who is straight, please stop. And every male who has a Facebook account, please stop. Okay, that's my angry rant for the day.
Angry rant for the day. Anyways, you ready for the word game?
Yes.
Word game, guys. You want to explain?
Okay, you do music.
All right. Word game. That was creepy. Wait, let me try again. Word game.
game!
Here we go, that was our introduction to the word game. You want to explain?
Word game doesn't have a proper title yet, but...
It's called the word game.
Yeah, word game. Anyway, Stubbsy has more people on his Skype contacts list than I do, so we'll be going off his thing. So the word game is we call up someone from his friends list and we add them to this call, because we're on Skype at the moment. We add them to this call and we just start like a casual conversation with them, and we have to try and get them to say specific words.
Do you want me to read out the words?
Yes.
Okay, please. The first word is dick. Second word is kitten.
Yep.
Third is badger. That's going to be a hard one. Fourth is noob. All of our friends are gamers, so that might be relatively easy.
Yeah.
Fifth is poo. Thanks, Ben. The sixth is Doctor Who, because me and Bama Fan both love Doctor Who.
Yes, we do.
And yes, we're going to try and, without
saying them ourselves during the call, if we say them ourselves, what's our punishment, Ryan?
I don't know.
We have to say something to the person in the call, like...
I love you.
No.
Nah, because they're all my friends, so... Except for Dylan, we won't call him. Sorry, Dylan, that was an inside joke, guys, don't worry. Continue.
We have to... tell them their favorite game sucks.
Okay. And then there'll be a giant rant for another half an hour. An argument. Which should be fun. So we'll keep that in. All right.
The same thing to the other person that is weird. Okay, Ryan. Who are we calling first?
All right.
Who's online?
We have Sharice online, Leon, Ahmed, Par, Diablox.
Diablox.
Sorry about that, guys. Alright.
So, tell him that we're playing Minecraft on our custom map.
Actually, Poro is there. I don't think he's there. Should I add Poro?
I don't know him well enough. And he might be hard to get to say these words.
Yes. Come on. Anyways, while we're waiting for Diablox, or William, as you guys know, he did the Hunger Games with me. Yeah, he did.
Okay, I haven't seen that one.
You should check it out.
Yeah, when did you upload it?
A while ago now. I think it was my first. It wasn't the official Hunger Games, it was the Survival Games one, where you could actually do crafting and stuff.
Oh, okay, I haven't seen that.
It's a different server. There's like two. The ones that we play and the one before that one came out.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah. So, okay. I just wanted to quickly bring up a topic.
Oh, yeah, that one. I remember that video. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Recently, games have been pushed back, I've noticed. Like, their release date have been pushed back a fair bit. Which is a bit strange, because Aliens Colony were actually, no. I think Bioshock Infinite was first.
Duke Nukem 3. Duke Nukem. But, yeah.
Ew. Like, this year, I meant.
Yeah, this year.
Yeah. Damn, he's not there. But anyways, what was it called? Bioshock Infinite got pushed back. I think it might be next year or the end of this year or something. I wasn't sure when that was coming out anyways, like, actual date. But, yeah, that got pushed back, then Aliens Colonial Marines got pushed back, which I pre-ordered, so I'm a bit annoyed. And a few other games are getting pushed back, apparently, so that's kind of weird.
And quite a few last year broke street date.
Yes, that was annoying.
Especially Skyrim. Mm. Like, why would street date when the street date's 11-11-11?
Yeah, I know, it's stupid. And Dead Island as well.
Yeah, and Arkham City.
I don't like it when they do that. It's annoying.
I think.
Probably... more because I ordered them online, so they came on the date, so I couldn't get them before. But
have to go. Sorry.
But yeah, nevertheless, Yeah, it was weird because as I said, I ordered online, so they came on the day, and my friends got them before me. Especially Skyrim, that was really devastating because they were talking about it all day, and I didn't want to talk to them, so it was annoying as hell. So I'll try and add him back in the call.
Okay, I'm back. Sorry about that, just got a call. Which was telling me that I have to go in 20 minutes.
That's fine, we'll probably end it off soon once we do this thing.
Yeah, one person, because my...
That's cool.
Time zone.
Alright,
Get your ad.
I don't know, there's Leon.
Lisa?
She's... yes. Hey, cool.
I don't know her, but I will.
Hey!
Should I, like, do a cheesy pickup line or something?
What, if you lose?
Yeah.
Alright, yeah. That'll do.
Alright. And you do as well. You have to.
Okay. That's good. Ow. Come on! Be there. Alright guys, just a quick thing, I just want to say, if you want to, go check out mine and BamaFan's channel, as we said at the start of the video. If you're watching it on our channel, then don't worry, but, yeah. I just wanted to... Oh, actually, she's not online. Whoops.
Who else?
There's Par, Ahmed, and, like, Leon and stuff. And Sean.
Sean who?
Samson.
Oh, okay. Sharif?
Yeah, he's there.
Alright. Him?
I don't know, he's too nice of a guy. I couldn't do that to him.
Alright.
Shout out to you, buddy. You're awesome.
Sharif.
Shout outing to everybody.
Sharif! There we go, shout out.
That was loud. Sorry about that, guys. Come on. You know, I'm going to invite,
anyone.
Par.
Okay. So remember, guys, the words are dick, kitten, badger, noob, poo, and Doctor Who.
All right, we'll do one each. Hey!
Hey.
Hello.
Aurora.
What's the, I can't remember what it is. The... Crap, what's it called? The... Not a cat, the baby cat.
Kitten?
Yeah, that's it, yep.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, my sister just got a kitten. Just now, yeah.
Got a kitten.
Just now.
Yeah, well, not now, like, wow. Today.
Jolene.
So, what's your,
Hunger Games sucks.
What?
Oh.
What?
Oh, this guy on Hunger Games. Oh, on Minecraft Hunger Games.
Yeah, what about it?
Ah! He's climbing this tree, and he's clearly broken the vines himself.
Oh, what nice.
Broken the vines himself.
Hey, you know what he is? What comes out of an ass? Heh heh. Pori, you know what it is? What comes out of an ass? That's what that guy is. You know?
Oh.
He's a...
Who?
Yeah, that's what he is. He's a... Yeah, that.
Species.
Oh! Yeah, die, die.
Heh heh.
I got him. Yeah.
Didn't you have to see that, doctor? Par?
Doctor?
Yeah.
No.
That, what's his last name? Doctor, what is it? Doctor Fred or something?
God, idiot.
I forget his name.
Oh, doesn't die, die.
Doctor, you know that doctor you have to see? You said you had to see the doctor. Oh,
no, I didn't.
Yeah, today at school, you said.
Might have been William.
No, it was Parra.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, no. Okay. It was weird.
Don't
yeah. I don't know what, which doctor you said, but you said, hey, doctor, can't remember. You said there was like...
Oh, I feel so bad.
Yeah. I don't know, I forget. Is it like Dr. Still or something?
This guy's
a... I don't know. So yes.
Hey, there are a bunch of penises.
Why didn't you say the other word?
What one?
You know. The one that's not penis.
What are you doing, Par?
Watching vids.
Bye.
I'm playing, Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 2. Do you want to know my KD, Par? You ready? Ready? Yep. This is my in-game. I don't suck, but it's, 2 and 13, now 14.
Ugh. Wow.
Well, I'm pretty bad, aren't I? You could even say I'm a, what's that word? You know when you're bad or something? Like you're new, but you're bad.
Newbie?
Yeah, but without the B at the end. Like, E, without the E. You know, Par? Without the E.
What?
You know, newbie without the E.
Newbie.
Well, if you get rid of the E.
Of what?
Newbie. If you get rid of the E at the end.
Noob.
Yeah, that's the one.
I'm...
Alright, well, I think that's about it.
I think that's all we can do.
Thanks, Bart. We're doing a podcast at the moment.
We are.
Well, yeah. We're playing a game where we invite someone to the call, and we have to make them say 6 words.
And you won.
And you said kitten, noob,
said,
and poo. We had to get you to say those 3, dick, badger, and Doctor Who. That's why I was saying the doctor thing.
Oh, didn't work.
No,
I see you don't find that funny.
No. Not really.
I've never seen you laugh.
I have. It's great.
I have.
Thank you. You can go now. You can go watch some vids. See ya. I think that went fairly well.
I'm so hard.
I know.
Doctor something.
You know, I was trying to do that thing we said at school. It was like Doctor and he's like Doctor Who? But I didn't catch on. So yes, we got him to say a few words. That was pretty hard. I didn't know how the hell we're going to get him to say badger.
One more person.
Sorry?
One more.
And who would that be?
Ahmed.
Alright, I'll let him in. He's away at the moment, so I don't know if we'll let him. These pictures are a bit weird.
He's just got a question mark for me because I don't have him added.
Oh, it's just a bit weird. That went fairly well.
3. So, let's count those 3 we don't have to get Ahmed to say. So we just gotta get him to say...
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Dick, Badger, and...
Doctor Who.
Doctor Who.
Yep.
Can we get him to say Badger?
I don't know.
What? Mushroom.
Oh, yes. That's a good idea. You can do these 3 now. I did the last 3 and you can do these 3. He's not joining. I'll add someone else. Should I add... you know what, I'll just add Sharif. Sorry, buddy.
Mushroom.
There we go, he's gone. Come on, hopefully he's there. But that was good how you're saying the Minecraft thing. And you're like, oh, he's a... Wait, what did you say? He's an ass.
Ass, I was trying to say noob.
Oh, I was gonna say, yeah. Whoops, sorry about that. The newbie.
Have to go in like maybe 5 minutes.
All right, we won't have time to do another one. Sorry, guys. We'll do another one next podcast we do, which I don't know when that will be. Might try and do a few later in whenever, a few weeks or whatever if this goes well. Thank you so much for listening or watching, guys.
Yeah.
If you enjoyed, if you're on my YouTube's. Like the video, subscribe, comment, and go check out Bama Fan's channel. Any other last things you want to say?
I'm hungry.
Sweet. Let's go get something to eat. Thanks, guys, for watching, and we hope to do now some more podcasts together. If you enjoyed,
yes,
thank
sure.
you incredibly for watching. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And we'll see you guys next time. Have a nice day. I'm going to go eat some noodles.
Okay.